Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning today's shir in Simen Shin Chav Beis. We are up to Sivav, the last line on page 304. The Mechaber says in Sivav, HaMechalek Livnei Beiso Monos B'Shabbos, one who is giving out to his household members different portions on Shabbos, Yochel Lahotel Goral. He's allowed to make a lottery. Lomar Lumishi Yetze Goral Ploni Yihi Yachele Ploni Shalom, that the one who wins this lottery, he's going to get this portion. V'hu Sheyiyu Achalokim Shavim, as long as the portions that are being given out are equal in size, ve'eino osa elakidei lahashvosam shelo lahatel kina b'nehem, and he's only doing it to equate his children that there shouldn't be any jealousy between them. So if all the sizes are equal, he's just making the goral to put everyone at ease. There shouldn't be jealousy, so then it's mutter. Aval im acherim aser, but to make a lottery for other people that are not your household members, that is aser. Kevan shemakpidin zel zeh, since they are makpid on each other, yovou lidei mida umishkal, we're worried they're going to come to measuring and weighing to make sure the sizes are equal. Avalitein mona gedola keneged mona katana, but if you're given out different size pieces, large pieces versus small pieces, ulahatul goral aleihem, and you want to make a lottery on the big pieces and the small pieces, then afilu bivnei beiso ubuchol aser mishum kuvia. Then even with your household members, and it's weekday, it's going to be aser because of gambling. So the first sheet of the Mechaber says that if a person wants to make a lottery amongst his children on Shabbos to keep the portions equal, so then that is going to be mutter. However, if there are different sized portions with his family, it's aser. And if it's with people from the outside, not his family, even if the portions are equal, it's still going to be aser. V'yesh omrim din bono hu b'nei beso mutter lahatul goral afilu almona gedola keneged mona katana b'pnei she'em akpidin. Some are more lenient. They say if it is your children, so then you are allowed to make a lottery even on different sized pieces because children are not makbid on each other. The Ramah says, V'osr lahatul goral b'shabbos afilu al yidei eino yehudi. The Ramah ends the siman and says that it's usher to do a lottery on Shabbos even through a goy. So let's see the Mishabura beginning in Sivkat and Yotes. So we said that one is allowed to make a lottery amongst his children as long as the portions are equal. When the portions are equal, there is no concern of gambling. Since you're not benefiting anything by the goral, everyone's getting the same size anyway. It's just to put everyone at ease. There shouldn't be jealousy. There is no problem over there of gambling. Sivkat and Chaf. We said if it's with Acherim, it's going to be Aser since they are makbid one on another. Ulechalek beligor al shari, but to other people, if you're giving out the same size without a lottery, it would be mutter to divide them. The mistoma amrinan she'im makvidin, because mistoma will say that they are not makbid, elo imkein rotzim lahatul goro, unless they want and demand a lottery, then we'll say they're makbid. If they don't ask for a lottery, we assume they are not makbid. The oz chazinan she'makvidin, because if they ask for a goro, we see they're makbid, that's where it's a problem. But if it's the same size, they don't ask for a lottery, so then it's mutter. Even if they are neighbors and not part of one chabura, it is the way of neighbors to be makbid on each other. Still, the rabbanon did not aser to divide it up without a goral. So it's only going to be aser with the goral. If there is no goral, it will be mutter even by shchenim. Again, the reason why we said that for equal portions, the lottery is aser for other people is because they are makbid zeh al zeh. Says the Mishabura, Chaf Aleph, Hainu shalalumcho lechaveru afal davar muat. They're not going to be mochel on each other even over a small amount, and therefore you cannot make this lottery on Shabbos. But the Mechaber said in the first Shita, to give a larger portion, kineged a smaller portion, and to make a lottery on that, even with your household members, and it's during the week, that is aser because of gambling. Says the Mishabura Chabez Ulahatul Goral, Hainu Demishi Yeske Bagoral Yitol Hagadola, the one who wins the lottery, he'll get the bigger piece. Umishi Yischai Vitol Akhtana, the one who loses the lottery, gets a smaller piece. Hu Bichlal Sechikas Kuvya Mamish. This is considered gambling mamish. Kuvya Humasha Mesachakim Beitzim. Kuvya is that which they used to play with wood dice. And kuvyahu avak gozel medivrehim. And the reason why masachah bekuvya, playing with these dice or gambling, is aser, Because it is a form of stealing. She'ein daito lahaknosu b'kinyan gamar. The person who loses is not really committed to giving over his portion to the other person, so it's like the other person stole it from him. It's an asmachta. Ulahachi asr af bachol, and that's why it's going to be asr not only on Shabbos, because you might come to weigh and measure, but also during the week, because gambling is asr. The after balabayas in bnei beiso lo shayach gozel klal shirakol shelo. Even though when it's a father giving out to his children, it's not shayach to talk about stealing at all, because everything belongs to the father and he's giving it out. Mikomakom aser, it is still aser to use a lottery on different sized pieces. Duma asi l'sruche b'kuvyam acherim, because the worry that the household members might go and start gambling with other people once you start getting them in the mode of doing lotteries. Uba'acherim bevade aser b'cholam, with others for sure it's aser during the week. The kosher came b'Shabbos, and certainly on Shabbos, the kuvya dami l'mekach o'memkar, because gambling is similar to business deals, so it is certainly going to be aser on Shabbos. The Mechaber then brought the more lenient shita that says that a father with his children is allowed to make a goral even on different sized pieces because they're not makbid. Says the Mishaburach of Gimel Sharehu no sein lahem akol mishalo, because again he's giving everything out from his own portion. V'lo shayach shash demidu mishkal, and therefore it's not shayach at all to do the measuring and weighing. V'gam kuvya einkan, and there also is no gambling over here. Therefore the second shita is lenient. But if the children are giving out and dividing up their own things, aser mona gadola neged mona katana, there it's a different story, and it would be aser to be dividing it up amongst themselves, larger portion versus a smaller portion. The Rama ended the siman and said it's aser to do a goral on Shabbos even through a goy. Says the Mishaburis, if kanach avdalar hainu imhu lechalik ezadavar. We're talking about over here making a goral that is going to be dividing something. That's when it's aser. And it's aser even in the case where it's to avoid fighting, it's still aser. But if you want to make a lottery on Shabbos for who's going to have the schus to say kaddish, who's going to get the aliyah, shari, that's mutter. Because they used to do lotteries in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. Who's going to have the schus to the shechita? Who's going to do the sprinkling of the blood? The Nezer HaKodesh writes B'Shem L'Shus Yaakov that even the lotteries that we're saying are mutter on Shabbos, it's only mutter if you do it, the lottery, mitoch ha-sefer kanohug, you do it the way they're knowing, through a sefer, you open a sefer, and you see what the first letter of the page is, you see who name starts with the first letter, or something with the numbers, but it's through using a sefer, that's where they say it's mutter. Avalahotol goral ayide pisko shenitavu me'er Shabbos shem kol echor olav umatilin bekalpi umotzien pisko mishyal sefer Torah aser. But to do with a regular classic case of a lottery, that you're taking pieces of paper and writing from before Shabbos the names of each person on it, putting it into a box and taking out the piece, and that person will get the aliyah to be called to the Torah, that's going to be usher. So the only way you're allowed to use a lottery to see who gets an aliyah, so that's only permissible if it's done mitoch ha-sefer, but not the classic way of doing a lottery. And if you look at note number 29, he brings down from the Sefer HaChaim why this is a problem. Ubatama iser kasa b'Sefer HaChaim sham sheyesh lochlo shema yavo likro b'shtari hadyotos. It's exaggerated that if you can make a lottery with different pieces and people's names written on it, you pull it out and read the name, that's exera that you might come to read from Shtari Hadyotos. O Shema Yichtavu B'Shabbos Sheshmo Shel Echam in Mishtatvi HaGorol Sheshachu L'Kosu V'Vadyom. Another reason is it might lead to ksiva, that you might realize that you forgot to write someone's name down before Shabbos, and you get to write the name down on Shabbos, and therefore the Sefer HaChaim says, for these two reasons, you cannot make a goral on Shabbos, even for a bar mitzvah, if it is through the writing of the names from before Shabbos, the only way you can do it is through the sefer, like we mentioned before. So, katan chafei b'Shabbos, you can't do this lottery even through a goy on Shabbos. I'm a bagad avram da'afilu imhu dvar mitzvah. Even if it is for dvar mitzvah, v'lo havei motzi lemevar ne'esmo, and you were not able to do it from before Shabbos, gam kein asr b'Shabbos, still that lottery is asr on Shabbos. However, on Yontov, it's Mashem from the Magen Avram, it would be mutter in this way, the Ayin B'Shar HaTzion. So the bottom line is, it seems to come out that if a person is running some kind of group on Shabbos with little kids, and he wants to make a lottery to give out prizes, that would absolutely be forbidden. According to what will come out of the Mishnah Berurah, there are those who are mekel, but what we're coming out of here in the Mishnah Berurah is that would be forbidden. Another very important thing is note number 26, talks about lotteries, Chinese auctions. So if you look at note number 26, we'll just read a little bit of it. It says, "V'hagrolot ha-misbatzos ayidei isof kesef me'anoshim rabim amonashi iske echabem b'chol ha-kesef." A lottery, like a classic lottery that we have nowadays, that people give in a little money, and from the gathering of all the people's money, one person gets the whole pot. Since the minhag ha'olam is to do such lotteries, nechshav hadover kekinyan situmsa ve'ein bazeh mishum chash gezel, since it is normally done, that takes it out of the category of asmachta, and makes it that it's permissible. That makes it a situmta, and that takes out the problem of asmachta, of gezel, and therefore these poskim are saying that a regular lottery would be permissible. Now, if you skip down two paragraphs, he writes, "V'hagrolos ha-misbatzos b'ofen shenosnim kama noshim schum muat amunashi yiske echad mehem b'chevetz mesuyim." This is like a Chinese auction, people giving a little bit of money for a chance to win a prize. So the Shal Shan Shuvas Rav Polim writes, "Shemutaros him that these are mutter." Kemevur b'Shal Shan Shuvas Chavos Yair Ubir ha-Rav Polim explains why it's mutter. Shahol v'hazocha einu makabel as hakesef shenosnu. Since the winner is not taking the money that was given in elachefetz acher, rather he is winning a prize, a separate item. Einu zocha bedover sheshayich lahem. So he's not winning something that's shayach to the other people that are in the lottery. Elo bechefetz sheshayich lebal hagorol. He's rather winning an item that's shayach to the one who's doing the lottery. V'alkein einu nechshav kegozel ashar hanoshem mishtatvim b'hagrola. Therefore, you can't say that it's an asmata that he's like stealing from the other people, because he's not taking their money. It's not like a bet where I'm winning your money. It's a Chinese auction, so I'm putting in money and I'm winning the prize from the person who's running the auction. So you can't say it's an asmata or it's like I'm stealing from the other people. One more very important point at the end of note 26, v'hagrola l'tzorech etztaka. Let's say the lottery is for tzedakah, and we see many of those for tzedakah nowadays. Kosa b'sever pischei choshem shemuteresi l'kuyama. That's mutter according to everyone. Kevan she'ikar matoras ha-mishtatvim b'hagrola eino luskos b'pras. Since the ikar kavana and those who are joining the lottery is not to win the prize el lismoch b'tzedakah, rather they want to give money to tzedakah. V'af b'ofen she'ikar matoras ha-mishtatvim hi luskos b'pras m'mikomokom ikar ha-agrola hi avor tzedakah. Even if some people, their ikar goal is to win the prize, l'maisa, the main point of the lottery is for tzedakah, and therefore in any case, if it's for tzedakah, even if everyone's giving in some money, and then one person gets a prize of the money of the other people, still it's mutter, because we assume the people, or certainly the one leading the lottery, is doing it be'ikah for tzedakah reasons, and therefore are not worried about gezel. That concludes Simon Shin Chav Beis. Mitzvah Shem, in the next year, we'll begin the new Simon Shin Chav Gimel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.